Wind energy is still relatively new in this country, but the industry already sees a big problem ahead. A single wind turbine blade is 170 feet long and weighs 22,000 pounds. There are three blades on every turbine. So how do you deal with that when a wind farm reaches the end of its life? Carl England is a professor at Washington State University's Voiland College of Engineering and Architecture. He's looking for ways to recycle these blades to keep them out of the landfill. He's on a Skype line. Professor England, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Wind farms are supposed to be environmentally friendly. For the most part, they are. But this landfill issue could be a big problem as more projects around the country are aged out and they're decommissioned, which I understand is already happening.
Yeah, it's starting to happen. You know, if you look at the onset of the wind industry and the larger wind turbines that you see out there throughout Texas, Oklahoma, you know, central Washington, wherever you may be, California, a lot of those started 2005, 2007 range. And the average lifespan of a blade roughly is about 18 years. So we're going to start seeing some of the first generation blades coming offline. We're actually already seeing them coming offline. And so they're becoming a bit of a problem for wind farm managers to deal with.
What makes them so hard to get rid of? Is it more than just the sheer size of them?
The sheer size is definitely one of the big problems. You know, you got 175, 180-foot blades. They're trying to make them even longer now. And so they are big, they're massive, they're voluminous. You know, if you cut them down, then you also have to do the same transportation logistics as you did to bring them to the site. And so you get a lot of costs that are associated with that. Then you get the tipping fees at the landfill. And so those can be quite prohibitive in some cases. And then there's landfills that are already starting to, in the States, say that, no, we're not going to take these things. And pretty much all throughout Europe, they're not allowing you to put these things into landfills. So,
well, there are projections by European researchers, and Europeans have been thinking about this a little bit longer than Americans have been because the European market is that much more mature. But those researchers say that by 2034, the industry will be producing 200,000 tons of blade waste globally every single year. And where you are in Washington, you're actually trying to lighten the load. What are you doing?
Yeah, so, you know, we look at, you know, if someone gives you lemons, you make lemonade out of it. And so we look at that and say, wow, that's a lot of feedstock that we can use for a new product. And we've developed a process that we can make a composite panel out of these composites that can give us some really nice properties that are better than traditional wood composites that are out there right now.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that you take these fiberglass blades and you bust them up into tiny pieces and make something new out of them?
Yeah, that's exactly. It's kind of like that. It's similar to that. There's a little more detail to it than that. But most of these blades, one of the real nice things about these blades is they are a mix of glass fiber and wood. So that really kind of helps us out, primarily breaking it down, and then keep a very nice, clean, consistent feedstock for your secondary operation.
Well, what kind of products are those turning into, those new panels?
Oh, we're hoping that, you know, the auto industry would look at these things. The flooring industry is another market that could very easily go into these things. In any area where you're dealing with potential fire issues that you would use wood composites for, that you want to, you know, beef that up a little bit more. You know, most of your wood composite panels that you put into water, they swell, they crack, they break down. You know, since this is made up of quite a bit of glass fiber in there, we don't have that kind of problem. And the same thing with fire retardancy. We can get, you know, a class A fire rating in some cases with these products. And so that's our process right now. We're working with design engineers on developing a plant design, how we put this all together. And then once we get that going in another year or two, we'll be producing these panels.
Well, the Europeans, I've mentioned they've been facing this problem a little bit longer than we have here in the United States. They've come up with some ideas to take these blades down, use them as sculpture, as public art at bus stops and as benches and that sort of thing. Do you see that catching on in the United States? And is it even really effective?
Well, you know, those are always fun and they're cool. And I think it gets the mindset of people going, yeah, we can take things and we can recycle them. But that's it's a very, very low volume that you're dealing with. I think what a lot of Europe is potentially doing with these things is grinding them up similar to what we're doing, but then just throwing it into concrete as a very low value fill.
Is that effective?
But the artistics, yeah, it is. I mean, it works. We want to step away from it being a recycled product and look at it as a value-add product that is made out of recycled materials. Hmm.
Carl England is a professor with the Voiland College of Engineering and Architecture at Washington State University there in Pullman, Washington. Professor England, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Peter.